designers are here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Hey everybody, it's episode 43. We're going to be talking about decor we're crushing on right now. So our current faves, we each are going to bring about three to the table and let you know about how we feel about them, maybe where you can pick them up. And before we get started today, we wanted to let you know that our sponsor is Thomas Avenue Ceramics. We've told you about Thomas Avenue before, and we are really loving their products. And they are offering a very nice discount for Decorating Tips and Tricks listeners. If you put in the code DTT20 at checkout, you can get 20% off your first order.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got some beautiful tile that looks just like marble.
Oh,
and I'm really excited about using it in a redo that we're doing in our bathroom, but it's just, it's beautiful. It looks like real marble, but it's tile, which is going to be wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we all got different samples, and we're all contemplating our upcoming Thomas Avenue Ceramics projects. So we're going to be excited to share that with you as we go forward. But yeah, great companies. So today, we're going to talk about decor that we're crushing on. Yvonne, tell us what you're loving these days.
I love anything Lucite.
You are into the Lucite girl these days.
I've only been into Lucite for maybe the last year or so.
Lucite has been around a long time. When I was in junior high, one of my friends, Jackie Leapson's mom, had a very modern house, whereas we had a very traditional house, and I thought her house was just fabulous. It was a look I had never really seen and experienced. And her mother had all this beautiful Lucite stuff. I think she even sold it on the side, like Lucite boxes with their initials monogrammed in them and things like that. Yeah.
Well, speaking of monogrammed Lucite, I just got a monogrammed Lucite bracelet.
Stop it.
With a gold chain. Yes. And actually, I'll put that in the show notes because it is
so pretty.
Beautiful. Yes.
Wow.
But let's get back to home decor Lucite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I love anything that's Lucite because it's a little unexpected, and I really enjoy sort of something in a room that's unexpected. It doesn't even have to be whimsical. It just has to be something like, wow, that's different. And really, Lucite goes with almost everything because it has very little visual weight.
Good.
It's not heavy. And right now I'm really crushing still on the stacking tables I got through World Market, and they were very reasonable. And
Lucite through World Market?
Yes.
Because I always think of them more so like the globally, sort of natural fiber.
Well, hey, Lucite's global apparently.
Well, apparently it is.
It's beautiful. And I just got Lucite a little while ago, Lucite chairs for my dining room. And they're stackable, which is so nice.
Oh, that is nice.
You know, instead of getting like, if you have extra people to come to your table, like nice folding chairs or whatever, shivari chairs, these are wonderful because you can put them at your table. They're very sturdy and you can stack them, which is so fabulous.
And the price point on those have really plummeted over the
years.
Because when the first ghost chairs came out, they were really expensive.
You can get some that are like that, believe me. I've done a lot of research. But you know me, I love a bargain. I want the look. I don't want to put a lot of money into them.
Now, in the Lucite chairs, that's another one of those things. I'm not sure I would be able to tell the difference between the high-end one and the low-end. Because
wait a minute. I feel it coming in. It's not clear whether it's high-end.
We are so smart. We come up with these great little quips and puns. But there's something I'm on the lookout for. I'm on the lookout for a Lucite tray. And I think I'm going to look at Wayfair because that's where I got my Lucite ghost chairs. And also a Lucite box. And I want to put a monogram on that because you just said that. And I think that's looked so awesome. So I just added that to my list. But that's something I love. Anita, how about you?
Oh, well, you know, my love of linen and velvet together. Yeah. So I've been just dreaming about this long bolster pillow that Bellinote makes, and it's covered in a blue velvet. And it
light
is
or dark
dreamy.
Blue?
It's kind of a dark blue.
Okay.
And not as dark as navy, but it's a definite blue, and it's tied on the ends. But the thing I like about it is it's more of a traditional French size. It's 39 inches long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it goes.
Wow,
it
it's long.
All the pillow.
It's going to cover right.
Oh, right.
I put
love
something
that.
On my Instagram. It was an inspiration picture the other day because I'm working on the master, and it had a similar long pillow on there, and people were going crazy for the pillow. I agree. It's such a lush look, isn't it?
Well, it's lush, and then in the velvet, it's just so dreamy. And then the size is what really. And that's one of those things I like to talk about. Is there's a certain way that you can just pull something, make it just a little bit different, and it's going to really pop, and it's going to really pull you in, draw you in. So, a small bolster pillow is lovely and gorgeous, but once you elongate it, add this luscious velvet to it, then you're really talking just dreamy eyes.
And that's what I'm talking about, something a little unexpected. You know, a bolster pillow, but an extra long one. Hey, does it come in different colors?
I think it does, but I'm going to have
a link
in the show
notes. There.
Yeah,
okay.
it's gorgeous.
This podcast is costing me a fortune.
it's all off price shopping though.
Well, I know this one is.
Even Bellinote, it's an outlet. Hello.
Every time you girls talk about something, it's like, oh, I've got to run over there and see it. You know, oh, I think I might want
that. You're gonna go gaga when you see this one. It's really. But you know, if you were on a budget, you knew how to sew, or maybe use your glue gun, you could probably make something similar.
Well, listen, I sewed one velvet thing in my whole life. It was a jumper for my daughter when she was little for Christmas.
Oh.
I literally took off all my clothes in the sewing room.
Oh, it was a shed.
Covered with velvet fuzz.
Oh, how funny.
That was it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Weird. I didn't know that happened with velvet. Okay, I have something, unexpected maybe, but definitely original.
Okay.
If anybody has seen pictures of my kitchen and particularly my sink area, you may have seen this palette painting that I have there.
I think that is gorgeous.
Yes.
That is beautiful. And I've seen the artist's other work. You're right. They're really charming.
It's like a one of a kind. They're
it
beautiful.
Is, well, it is. Aren't
it
they?
It is a one of a kind. Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
It's, the palette painting that I have is by Jennifer Lane, and it's Lane with two N's. Jennifer is a fine artist. She also has art for home, which includes duvets and pillows and things like that. A lot of saturated colors, just absolutely beautiful. I discovered her somehow one Sunday morning. I was scrolling through Instagram and somebody that I admire and follow was talking about her. And I went over there and I saw this photo of they're actual paint palettes, just the balsa wood paint palette, you know, with the hole in it and kind of that ovaly shape. And she paints original landscapes. I think some of them she has deer, you know, various like woodlandy sort of looks on directly on the palette. And then she puts this really sort of tattered paint splattered bow loosely hung on it. And,
wow.
It just captured, you know, when you see something and it just stops you in your tracks and you feel like everything about it is just resonates with you. That's how I felt about it. And I thought, oh, I'm not going to be able, I can't treat myself to this. I mean, this is going to be expensive. This $44.
Well, let me just say this.
Stop
for
it,
someone
I bought two.
Who wants an original piece of art, this is a steal.
It is a steal.
I mean, I always want to say, Jennifer, let me hit you up the side of the head. You could be charging more for things.
Maybe she will listen to this
later
podcast
on,
and she will.
Later on.
We want to give our listeners a great deal. So
get one. No, I bought one for myself and I bought one for my mom too. And because they're moving to a mountain
Just hold
house.
Off till we all get ours. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's
they
true.
Sell out really quickly. So I'll put the link in, but if you go, I mean, Jennifer, from what I've seen, will put up a collection of them. Maybe she she
paints. Jennifer, mm-hmm. don't listen to this just mm-hmm. yet, okay?
Yes.
And it's such a nice idea to embrace an artist. Like there's a DC artist I love. I have his work, Daniel Kessler. And, you know, it's so much fun to collect his work. It's so much fun to have a little collection of things. Mm-hmm. So just even that could be a decor crush, just finding an artist you love and start to collect their mm-hmm. paintings or their whatever, their paint palettes or whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite, and I couldn't decide where to put it. And then I saw, I want to put it where I can look at it every single day. And so it's right between my windows. Sweet. And that's really the only dressing I have on those windows, and that's all it needs. Mm. Does Anita, do you have another one, or Yvonne, another one?
Oh, yeah, I've got one. There's a beautiful semi-round bench that's tufted, and it's got the Louis the 16th legs at soft surroundings. That's just gorgeous.
Semi-round.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a half round. It's not exactly a full half round, mm-hmm. but it's just rounded, but then it's straight mm-hmm. on the back. So you could put it on a wall or put it up against a bed. I mean, you know, I love having a bench at the foot of a bed to sit on. It looks like a linen, kind of a cream linen, and it's so pretty and delicate and feminine. I just thought it was gorgeous.
Does it just curve a little at the edges mm-hmm. or...
Well, it's kind of like a half round or a demi, it's, you know, like a demi-lune chest.
Right, right.
It's like that, only it's a bench.
Okay. Oh,
so it's got four, right. So it's got four legs, but they're kind of, you know, it's just a half circle in the front.
And basically. Anita, any mm-hmm. kind of a bench I love. Well, I haven't found a bench that I don't want to bring home with me.
And this one's gorgeous. You'll mm-hmm. love this one.
Oh. Okay, you girls, I'm telling you, I'm going to be broke. But before I tell you my next one, I just want to shout out to someone, one of our listeners, Debbie from Cincinnati. Hey, thank you,
Debbie.
Yes. Debbie, thank you so much. Debbie left us the nicest voicemail.
Oh, so sweet.
And we just really appreciate that. She says that she listens to every single one of our podcasts, and she loves to get up early in the morning. She can't wait when we have a new podcast because she listens to it, and she just gave us a lot of encouragement. So Debbie, we just want you to know that we read every email, we listen to every voicemail, and we so appreciate it. And if you have something to say to us, maybe you'd like to leave us a voicemail too. But thanks, Debbie.
Yeah,
thanks,
all right,
Deb.
I am really crushing on a large plant in the living room.
Is this one you already have?
Well, you know, yes, but, you know, I was so off of them for such a long time. First of all, I look at all my plants as long-term cut flowers. And I apologize to every plant that mm-hmm. that comes into my house. It's going to have a nice day, but I don't know how long it'll be there.
Oh, now, what is this? Mm-hmm. What is this plant?
Oh, and well, it's, you know, I just saw them on Pinterest and a few blogs. It's a fiddle leaf fig.
Oh,
and
those are gorgeous.
And this is for Kelly.
It's the hot plant.
You know, and I hate to admit that, yes, it's the hot plant, but it's a ficus lyrata. That's for you, Kelly. That's the... formal name for it. Yes, you grow girl. Is that what you said to me? And I put it in a big basket, and I got it because one of our greenhouses was having like an end of the year sale, and it was like 50% off.
Ooh,
so
that's
and
good.
They're not cheap.
No, they're
as
not.
As far as a plant goes.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, and you consider you might murder it soon. Well, you don't want to spend that kind of money.
I am, you know, I'm turning over a new leaf. I know. We've had two on this show. That's quite enough.
That's enough. Stop it.
But I am. I'm changing my ways, and I'm really trying to take care of this. Oh. And it really, I don't like that jungle look. I'm not a big, like, okay, let's bring so much of the outdoors in. But I love that big one statement piece. It's in a great mm-hmm. big, mm-hmm. like, nubby basket, sits on my floor. I would have liked it to be a little taller, but for the price, I thought, fine. I hope they grow pretty fast. I don't know that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to check back in 6 months if it's still alive. I'm going to get one. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Let me quickly give you just a couple of tips. Okay. So if you brought it home and it's still in the same container that it was in.
Put a banana in it.
Okay. Please get a bigger container and get some really nice of that potting soil, maybe with the moisture. Those little granules in there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So give it some space. You don't want it to be root bound.
Okay.
And then if your basket that you've chosen is tall enough, or maybe you could shoot up the size of the basket a little bit, put two bricks or even a concrete stone or something under it, and then you can raise it up so it'll be taller.
It's actually sitting on an overturned terracotta pot. So, yes.
You're already doing that. There you go. Okay.
Yes. Perfect. Now, why do you do that?
Well, you want it to be
taller. To give it a little height. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then make sure that you have, speaking of something under it, make sure you have maybe one of those plastic dishes or dish so when you water
did
it.
Did it already. Good. And let me ask you, should I miss that or do I have to read to see if I should missed it?
I don't think you can really hurt it by misting it because plants like moisture, and a lot of plants take in moisture through their leaves as well as through their roots.
Okay.
But you can see whether or not that particular plant will really appreciate it if you do that. You know,
you can Google that.
If it can give or take it, then you don't need to make the effort.
But I'll tell you, it makes that corner in our living room so pretty. In our living room, we have a French door that goes out to our porch. And it's right in front of that. It is so happy there. I've had it for about
a
month.
Spot.
Yeah. And it really makes that corner just so beautiful. And there's something about it. As soon as I put it in, I thought, the room looks so much better. So I'm really crushing on that.
I have a couple of tall plant stands. That might work on one of those.
I bet you that would be beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next? Kelly, right?
Okay. Yeah, I am really loving gold sconces, like a brushed gold sconce that also has the metal shade. So it's pretty much all one piece. Mm-hmm. I think they have a vintage feel to them because I enjoy them when you have the channel and the cord is within the metal channel.
I like those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't have to hardwire them.
Hardwire it. So you're hanging it just like you would hang, a plate or a little picture on the wall, just with a little hook. And then you find a nearby cord, nearish. And I have found that even if you get it someplace else and you can't get the channel to go with it. You can buy those separately at Lamps Plus.
Do you need the channels? Because I have some vintage sconces that. You would just have the cord hanging down.
I like that look.
I think it's a finished look.
Think it would work with mine. They look too antique. I think that looks too modern with the channel.
It's kind of like it's Edison-y. It's around that time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But mine look,
you're older than
1700.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean that that way, but you know what
I'm sure you didn't mean
I'm sure I didn't mean it that way.
Not because we're friends.
You are such good friends. But anyway, I love the way it looks. All one piece. Just it's kind of like a little industrial, but not really. Mm-hmm. And
I want to see this. Do you already have it?
I just ordered some, I got black ones originally for Laura's room because the gold wouldn't work in there. And I love the look. I had them with the channels at my last house, but I had shades on them. So it was a different look. I'm talking about the whole shebang is metal. Loving it.
Okay.
Nice.
Can I just add to that? Yeah. I just recently got for a bedroom makeover where the bed sits. I can't, it's a little bump in, not a bump out. And I can't put side tables there, little nightstands. So I got these sconces that are a brushed gold. It's not quite brass, so it's a brushed gold. It has a nice little lampshade on the top, and it has like a little platform, a round platform that you could put like your readers.
Oh, and, or you mentioned water. That before.
And it has a USB plug.
I
want to
see that too.
Oh, yeah. Come across with that because yeah. I need that because I'm in the yeah. same situation in my master bedroom. There's no room for a nightstand on one side.
You'll love it because it has a USB port in it.
Nice.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's so it sounds good. A little more modern than the ones that you have, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's so functional for mm-hmm. me.
It is yeah. very functional.
Yeah. Share that, please. Share that with
so,
all of us.
Yeah. I'm crushing on sconces, too. I agree with you. They are they're wonderful.
Well, my last item is something for the tabletop because, you know, I love giving parties or at least looking like I'm giving a party, maybe not actually doing all the work.
Always ready to give a party.
So this is actually it's not your traditional cake stand. It's actually a stand. So it has a center rod and then it's got three shelves that are three round shelves, but they actually are over to the sides and they're adjustable.
Oh. So yes, I know what you're talking about.
The marble shelves are about the size to maybe hold a small bowl or a cupcake, mm-hmm, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's so fresh and clean and looks kind of 1900s to me with the marble, mm-hmm, and it's kind of got a brushed brass.
Lucy, you got to explain me that again. I'm not getting sorry. That, okay?
I know, it's kind of hard to describe.
It swing it's over, out?
Well, it's a Ballard design. So just think of this thing. It's just one rod, uh-huh, you know.
One rod.
Kind of like a tree trunk, and then only it's very thin. And then it has some shelves that go out, and they can swing around however you want them.
I see.
But each shelf is a little round piece of marble.
And they're tiered.
Out. Right,
and
it's
they're
tiered. Oh, okay. But it's not like, you know, like a regular cake stand has a fixed tiers. These swing out, so they're just...
Right.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
So the picture they show two shelves are on the left and then one is on the right.
Are they all the same size, the platforms?
It looks like they are, but it's gorgeous.
Oh, I'll have to look.
Yeah, and that is the Suzette serving stand.
Oh, and we'll put all of these items on the show notes.
All be
just
there.
These fun things that we're crushing on.
I love Ballard. Mm-hmm. I've shopped Ballard like as a consistent, you know, shopper for so many years. So just have really good stuff.
Okay, this is just a shout out, and this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So if you don't want to listen, Kelly, close your ears.
Oh my
and
gosh,
I'll signal
what's
when we're
coming?
Done. Well, because you don't like us to be off topic.
Oh right.
I think they make the most beautiful pillow covers. They are so well made.
You are the one to decide that.
You would know.
Yes. They are so well made. Every time I get a pillow from them, I'm overly impressed and thrilled.
Okay. Well, when you say pillow, we know you're crushing on it. So it kind of does fit in the topic.
Okay. I know. Oh, you got a pass.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah. You got a pass.
Well, do I get another one?
No,
I don't
push
know
your
what
luck.
Is it.
Okay. Oh, you want to share another one?
Another crush.
Off topic.
Because no. Crush. Another crush.
Did you get your three? Is this your third?
No,
are
this
you going
is my,
over?
No, this is my third one. But I do have backup crushes.
Okay. Oh, well, don't we all?
So, if these don't work out, I have plenty more. I love a slouchy, large jute floor basket. And I saw one at One Kings Lane, and I mean, I just like can't get it off my mind because every time I go to every time I go to a corner, it's like, oh, that basket would look great in there. We could throw like our flip flops in there, or I could put really really cool, we have these little blankets that go outside, like these thin cotton blankets. And when we sit around the fire pit, that would look so cool rolled up in there, you know. Or I always can think
of
things.
Could you put a fiddle leaf fig in there or whatever you got there, your tree?
Oh, yeah.
Well, my fiddle leaf fig is so happy, it's best to leave.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to move
alone.
It. We don't
Do you see
it.
How we can't even turn off our brains? I went to my mom's house and I basically completely redesigned her house. Like, I was like, here's your plan for redoing your kitchen. She's like,
Nita Jean, what did she say about that?
She said, well, you know I'm not doing it. She said, you know I'm not doing it. I said, I know you're not. But
well, anyway, let me just get back to this. It's not like a natural color. It's white with like blue in it. It looks like it's been.
And this is the basket?
Oh, yes. It's so
sounds
beautiful.
Like pretty.
But it's like slouchy. Do you know what I mean? It's like summery.
Yes, yes. Almost like a beach basket. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but it's pretty big. And I'm thinking, right, we're going to get the link. Yeah.
Yeah, some of these things are hard to describe without seeing the picture.
But, you know, baskets in general make me swoon a little bit. And whether they're vintage or they're new. So when I see something a little bit different, it's like, oh, my goodness, that's so fabulous. But, you know, that might be a friend for a season. And to be honest with you, it's a little more than I'd want to spend for it to be a friend for a season. Right. So I just may have to.
Is it summery? Is it kind of seasonal where you'd have to put it up in the winter? Okay.
I would probably put it in the summer. Yeah. That's why I think I like it so much. But it is, it's just a magnificent piece. And I don't know. Who knows? I may ask for that for, we have an anniversary coming up. So it's like jewelry or jute basket, jewelry or jute basket, you know, so I'm trying to weigh my options here. Maybe jewelry in the jute basket.
I was going to say, I think that might be the way to go there.
You got it. You're on to something, girl.
Yeah. If you gave Bobby the choice, a jewelry or a jute basket, I think that basket might show up pretty fast.
Bobby, you know where I like to get jewelry from.
Bobby, don't mess around, Bobby. I'll pick up my own baskets.
You see, there was an antique store near us, and I used to go in and make a list of things I liked, and so I would just send my husband and send Kevin in. I didn't know what I was going to get, but he would, you know, they would show him the list of things I liked.
I love it.
That
this,
was fun.
And this sounds so mercenary, and I'm not real. I'm not, but Bob used to say, oh, Yvonne, when I go into Brent Miller's, and that's the store I love here in Lancaster County, he said, Yvonne, they like to do the Happy Dance of Joy. And he said, they get out your list because you have a wish. You can go in and fill out a wish list. Oh. And they say, they flap it open and it rolls out the front door.
It's not a scroll.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, my. It's pretty long. But anyway, so that large jute basket, and it has that sort of Turkish towel look to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that look.
Which I, well, that's my other crush, Turkish towels, because I love them too.
Oh, me too. Oh, I'm so into them.
Okay, it's my turn. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Okay. Okay.
Is it your turn? Okay.
I think it's my turn. I'm on my third. This is an easy one for everyone to find. And I, you know, you could put links, but they be on a scroll. There's so many places you can get little white pitchers. But I suggest at flea markets.
Yes.
So I am expanding my collection because I just had so many of them. And it's so funny. When we get the milk in those big jugs, you know, those plastic things, which I don't like those. And plus they're kind of big and I'm pouring my tea and it flops all over. So I always like to pour a little into a pitcher and I have that in the refrigerator.
I think I saw your rattan basket that was full of white pitchers. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I have them a lot of places. But what I'm doing now is I put a shelf, you know, just for decorative things, above those metal factory doors that we had made for the kitchen.
Yes,
so it
yes.
looked like just something needed to go up there, but I didn't want to have anything competing with those doors. So I just did a...
Are those glass doors?
Yeah, with the metal.
What I'm crushing on, really.
Yeah, they're pretty fabulous, I say, but they came with a little pain and suffering, but they're worth it.
Yes,
The shelf just runs the entire expanse, and then I had found these brackets years ago, and so I painted those white, and they're I actually need to give that shelf an extra coat. I was so excited. I wanted to see what my pictures looked like up there. I just plopped them up there. But I'm doing the whole shelf, just little white pitchers. And right now...
Oh, how sweet is that?
I have a few. I need at one end and a couple, you know, because you decide how you want to do the heights, and I figure... After a while, they'll just be backed up. There'll be just a zillion of them. But I love that look. Just, you know, they're so little and they kind of, you see them, but with the white against the white wall, they kind of go away too. So I am on the prowl. So if anybody has a good source for cheapy little white pitchers, they could be new or old, let me know.
I have a local source. That I'll just let you know. I mean, they don't do anything online, so I'll let you know after the show. Or if you're in Lancaster County, Calico Designs.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. Anybody have any quick ones? Because we just have a couple minutes.
I am tapped out. I am good
okay.
To go.
I'm saying
I'm going to check out all the things that you guys have talked about.
Anything white, burlap, Turkish towels, small boxes, anything like that, I'm just crushing on in the biggest way right now. And anything lighter, we're going into the warmer season.
Yeah, summery
stuff. And I love, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, now you're getting me started. Now I can't do it.
We just ran out of time. So we want to say that we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.